I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt.
Hey folks, it's this is the American Awakening on RBN. My name is Rob Bishop, broadcasting live from beautiful Scranton, Pennsylvania. We're having a conversation today with Josh Reeves, a talk show host on the TruthNet Radio Network, as well as a filmmaker from Dallas, Texas. And we have Alan from Tennessee on the line, brought up a question as a new listener, someone that's just waking up, about Bilderberg, which is something that Josh and I are going to talk a little bit more about as well. But what was your second question, John?
Alan.
Or Alan. Yes, you see other John Tennessee.
Yes, sir. This is Alan.
Okay, no problem. I'm sorry about that. So, what's your question?
But I had sort of a question and a statement. Statement first, I've always been a big Ronald Reagan fan for the majority part. I mean, he stood up, seemed like, for us regular individuals with some good common sense values, like freezing gas prices and so on, that he did when he first came in office. Do you think that Ron Paul would be more that type of a president that would look out for the common person?
Let me tell you this. Ronald Reagan loved Ron Paul. And, again, thanks for the call and another excellent question. Ronald Reagan, if you just go on Google Ron Paul, Ronald Reagan, you'll see all the pictures and so on that Reagan sent to Ron Paul, autographed and the comments. Ronald Reagan, unfortunately, later on in this presidency, seem to kind of get co-opted by the neocons and, you know, the global interests. And a lot of people think that he was even drugged up, that he never actually had Alzheimer's. They just basically kept him doped up for his presidency. You go back to 1963, and you can find it anywhere online. Listen to and especially read the transcript of Ronald Reagan's, quote, a time for choosing. Speech that he gave in support of drawing a blank now. The presidential candidate in 64. Hell, I forgot his name now. But you just read that, and it still applies today. Those are the same things that Ron Paul believes in. It's this pseudo-libertarian, constitutional belief that that's how this country should be run. If anything, Ron Paul is the modernized version of Robert Taft. But yeah, I do. I honestly do. I believe that Ron Paul, as a president, would look out for the American people because he believes in America first. He believes in the Constitution. I keep repeating that, but it's that simple. He believes that that is the purest form of government, that it's not conducted with tyranny, that we actually had to transform our government into a pseudo-socialist state before the government could prey on Americans. He's going to return us to a small government. States' rights are going to take holding it. Gun owners' rights, property rights. He wants to bring back a lodeal title, wants to get rid of these unconstitutional taxes. I'll tell you what, I would put my horse on Ron Paul's carriage any day of the week. And like I said, he's not a perfect candidate, but, man, he's as close as we're going to get, Alan.
The only thing that scares me about this is if we did pool together and elect someone like Ron Paul, is that he would probably be assassinated.
It's possible. But again, yeah, there's two things that brings up. His vice president is going to be a key. I personally like Mark Sanford, the governor from South Carolina, who's kind of a younger version of Ron Paul. And two, if he is assassinated, much like John Kennedy when he issued Executive Order 11110, which was going to abolish the Federal Reserve, all that does is get backing to his ideas and what he wanted to accomplish. So it's certainly something to fear, but at the same time, Ron Paul has said on the record that he's not afraid of it. So I don't think we should be either.
Did they say on Sean Hannity, you're a great American?
Thank you, sir, and I hope you stay tuned in to RBN because we give you the real news.
All right.
We're going to be right back in about 3 minutes. We got Josh Reeves on the line. He's going to comment about Bilderberg.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Mike Herzog on the American Awakening here on RBN. I'm going to get another caller before we go to Josh Reeves. Dave in New York, what's up? Do we still have Dave? And I guess Dave dropped. I don't know what's going on over in Round Rock. But Josh, let's get to your thoughts on Bilderberg and its history and its role in the New World Order complex.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, Rob, is that, as you were saying, you know, you definitely have all these, you know, different people coming together to kind of, you know, formulate what the agendas for the world are. And, you know, the key players that you've constantly seen throughout the years is definitely the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. Recently, in the past few years, you've had people that are essentially representatives of the Rothschilds that come to the meetings instead of, you know, an actual person with the last name Rothschild. But essentially what you have with the Bilderberg Group is, if you look at all the different people that attend, you've got people from that are the heads of corporations, you know, Nokia, Pepsi, all the different huge multinational corporations that come to these meetings. And essentially what happens is the agendas that are set forth throughout the world and what they intend to do are put to the different people, the heads of the different industries, so that they know how to formulate their marketing campaigns and whatnot to meet the needs of what the global agenda are, how they are going to attempt to sell these ideologies to the American people and to the people worldwide. That's one of the key things that is often overlooked about the Bilderberg Group. And I'm sure they have infighting like any group does. But when you know, as you were touching on a bit about the the engineered AIDS virus and that kind of thing, you can go back to Henry Kissinger in the early 1970s. Who basically was on behalf of David Rockefeller and the Rockefeller Industry Corporations, the Ford Foundation, all these different people that put money towards eugenics, depopulation programs. This agenda is essentially sold to the different people of the corporation so that they are, tied into what the plan is and how to formulate that within their own companies. You look at as you were talking about Monsanto, the genetically modified corn, how that's being used for ethanol to basically buffer the energy industry and essentially charge us $3, $4, $5 a gallon now as they are projecting for gasoline and buffering it with this Monsanto-produced ethanol. You've got Monsanto who's tied to Pepsi as well. So all these different eugenics industries have their hands tied in to everything, and they do formulate how they are going to rule the world. And I think that it's good that the caller he mentioned that he was had been listening to Sean Hannity, and now he's trying to figure out about the Bilderberg Group. And I think that's great. I think it's going to take people understanding how deep this really goes, Rob, before they can really get the tools to fight this.
Oh, it was fantastic. I've listened to Hannity as well, unfortunately, and he likes to say, we hanitize people, basically saying we brainwash people. We just dehanitize someone from Tennessee, Alan from Tennessee, and I'll tell you what, that makes today, regardless of whether it's a good program or not, it makes today worth it, Josh. But see, what we have to do, and especially the listeners out there, I mean, we're out here, flapping our gums on radio every day trying to get this information out. But what you got to do as a listener, and I know the RBN audience tends to be more of the patriots than the truthers, as it were, get out there and wake up 3 people. Get out there and wake up 10 people. Just talk to them about these issues. You can back it up. It's pretty easy to do. Hell, if you know how to use a search engine, you can go up and basically prove what we're saying in about 5 minutes easily. And again, most of the information that I get, and I know Josh is the same way, comes right from these think tanks' own websites. But Josh, I mean, let's talk a little bit about the CNP. It's something that you've actually been exposing for a few months now. Who are they? What role do they play within the global elite structure?
Well, essentially what you have, it's a group called the Council for National Policy, and I originally found out about this group when I had a gentleman by the name of Peter Dale Scott. A lot of people might know him. He's a former Canadian ambassador, and he's involved in trying to find out the truth behind 9/11 and that kind of thing. Well, he was on my show, actually the first guest I had, and he had mentioned we were talking about the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, and he had mentioned a group called the Council for National Policy, and he said they were a more secretive and powerful version of the CFR, and I had never heard of them, and he had mentioned that they were based here in Dallas, Texas, where I live, and I haven't been able to find anything that really concurs with that, but I have found a lot of the origins that came from here in Dallas. And essentially what it was founded in 1981. And the origins of the group go back all the way back to the McCarthy era and through a group called the Western Goals Foundation. And essentially what they were attempting to do was they started out as an intelligence agency, basically, that was keeping tabs on left-wing protesters, that kind of thing, in the 60s. And what they mutated in 1981 was this group called the Council for National Policy. They were founded by Tim LaHaye, the guy that wrote the Left Behind books. These are essentially your evangelical right, group. It's very secretive. They meet twice a year by their own admission, although my intelligence tells me they meet 3 times a year, once being very secretive. They're much like the Bilderberg Group. Essentially what they do is these people are made up of the serious military-industrial complex type people, heads of industry in the United States, the evangelical right such as Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell when he was still alive, and essentially from what we've been able to find out, very secretive. Their membership lists are almost impossible to get. The latest one that I could find is from 2002. And essentially, from what I found, Rob, is that this group essentially is charged with being able to you know, convince the people that are the considered the right-wing evangelical right to get on board with the goals of the military-industrial complex. They have essential keynote speakers at their meetings twice a year. They have meet once in the spring and once in the fall by their own admission. This spring when they met, the keynote speaker was Fred Thompson. They met about a month ago in Salt Lake City, Utah, and the keynote speaker at that was Dick Cheney, Vice President Dick Cheney. And, you know, different keynote speakers they've had through the year are really essential. George Bush addressed the group in 2000 in San Antonio, and essentially what I've been able to find from that is that they were formulating their ideas to get him elected. We know that the they have a lot of ties in with the Diebold machines, which I've exposed on my show. So essentially what you have here with this group, Rob, is a group that by their own admission controls the Republican Party and is attempting to install a theocracy as the one world religion. This is what the one world religion aspect of the New World Order is. And as I was talking about the Western Goals Foundation, they were actually disbanded in 1984 because of their ties to Iran-Contra, because you have Oliver North, who's also a member, all these different people. And, you know, they have a 501c3 classification. All these major corporations are able to put their money into this group, fund it, and get huge tax breaks, as well as formulate their policies. So it's very interesting. And I am working in the pre-production stages of making a film on this. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about to get into, but I really suggest people research the Council for National Policy on their own.
Absolutely. It seems to me that they're kind of the wing that says that we have to basically blow the world up in order to bring Jesus back. These kind of people that take the Bible quite literally, and much like John Hagee and the militant Zionists are a major threat from a different perspective, but still a major part of the New World Order complex. But I think we have Dave on the line from New York. Dave, what's up? Hopefully we still have you. I'm surprised you held on this long. We had a little bit of a technical problem in Round Rock, but are you still on the line?
Hello.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
All right. I just wanted to agree with you on your earlier half of the program, as well as this half, as far as Mr. Ron Paul goes. I agree with you that there's a great awakening. I'm 61 years old. I woke up back in 1963. You can guess what that means.
been
an uphill grind ever since. However, here's two questions that I want to be around to have people my age answer to their grandchildren. Number first question is, what did you do to protect my rights, Grandpa? The other question is, why didn't you protect my rights, Grandpa? You get the hint?
Absolutely. You know, it's something that, unfortunately, we're coming up against the break a little bit here, but, you know, I always grew up kind of admiring my great-grandmother, unfortunately, passed away a couple years ago, but
sorry,
not for... I mean, she was, I think, 84 or 85 at the time, you know, full life.
Okay.
But basically in the same way that you love a family member. And after she passed, I learned a lot more about her and where she came from. She came to this country because the fascists in Italy, she was literally someone that was fighting in the underground against Mussolini. And they put a hit out on her, quite literally, and that's why her and a group of her friends, basically the Italian version, I don't know if you're familiar with the White Rose group from Germany. Basically, the only people, right, a bunch of, like Josh and I, a lot of young people that are passionate and fiery about what they do, with basically no fear of death, fighting against Hitler in Germany, fighting what's happened to their country. Well, my great-grandmother was a big part of the Italian version, and they basically chased her out of Italy, and she came to this country. I didn't know about that. Again, you know, being a kid, we got to go visit, you know, we call her Benona, you know, again, an Italian type of thing. You know, we got to go visit Benona. It's such a hassle. You don't even realize it until you mature a little bit and start to understand, wow, she was a hero in her own right. And I'm trying in a major way to follow in her footsteps and fighting the terrible thing, the terrible dictatorship that's coming in my country. So I absolutely agree wholeheartedly with your sentiments there. And It's like I touched on before. Do you really want to, in 20 years and 10 years and 5 years, look down at your child or your grandchild and say, I backed down. I ran away from the fight. I couldn't do that. I could not do that, Dave. But again, thanks again for the call. Thanks for holding on. Like I said, we had a little bit of a problem, but
you're welcome.
We're going to be back around a short segment coming up. We're going to start touching on economic news, and I want to touch a little bit on loose change as well. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
This is the American Awakening. Again, Rob Bishop filling in for Michael Herzog. Oh, I love doing shows with a lot of callers. Oh, there's nothing better. Again, the number is 800-313-9443. Keith in Minnesota, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey, Keith, what's up?
I have a few comments for you. I've been listening to RBN for a long time, and to be honest with you, I'm seeing a lot of disinformation. I'm not necessarily seeing it's intentional, or more scattered information, I think is a better way to approach it. It's very clear to me. You're constantly hearing all this stuff about Ron Paul. Okay, the United States government is proving itself to be the most corrupted government in history, and it's clearly controlled by an external group of people that are obviously morally bankrupt, and I can't believe that people are falling for Ron Paul. The guy is a ruse to keep people believing in a broken system. I don't buy it whatsoever. This one man is not going to come in and save everything. So that's my comment on that. There are three websites that I highly recommend people check out that tie the entire thing together. Number one, I'm constantly hearing this talk of the Bilderbergers, CFR, all these things. This stuff is nothing but onion layers. The buck stops at one place and one place only, and that is Zionism. The best compilation for the research prove the history of the control of this group of people is IamTheWitness.com. There are other sources, but that is the best compilation I have seen. Number two, people need to go to website of an RBN host, John Moore, thelibertyman.com, $5 for his pamphlet, No Need for Panic, to get a fast track of our true history, what is going down now, what is about to go down. Best $5 you ever spend. The third most important website on the internet is jmccsci.com. Scientist James McCanney, the irrefutable science of what global warming really is, and of course we'll find out this Al Gore gentleman is full of nonsense. The true source of global warming is increased electrical output of our sun due to a large body in our solar system, meaning a comet. There's all of this talk that we've been hearing for years about massive depopulation plans is true, and of course we hear all this stuff about how are they going to do it, whether it's going to be nuclear, biological, or whatever. That is all, of course, that stuff can do great damage, but it is all scare tactics. How they have executed this plan is by re-educating us to hide our history on this planet, re-educating us in a very short time, not through the Industrial Revolution, but the human de-evolution, to re-educate us so we have no idea how to take care of ourselves. You take away people's cell phones and debit cards, and they are completely useless. That's to put us in a situation when we're about to face great geological change on this planet, and people are not going to know what to do, and that is how they're planning on getting rid of people. That may or may not sound radical, but check those three websites out, and it will complete all of the information that I'm seeing scattered on so many talk radio shows.
All right. Now, this is Mac Daddy from – I guess he already hung up. All right.
Oh. No, I'm still here.
Are you Mac Daddy from the chat room by any chance?
No. What chat room?
No? Oh. Okay, never mind then. No. Similar guy that basically repeats all that information. All right. Where do you want to hit first? As far as Ron Paul, I don't think anybody's saying that Ron Paul is going to be the be-all, end-all fix to what's going on in this country.
I think they are. Go ahead. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
But if people are looking at Ron Paul to be the be-all, end-all fix for this country, they are sadly mistaken. First of all, the president, constitutionally, doesn't have that kind of power. And let's face it, if we want to stand on what we've said about Bush, about how he's used his unconstitutional executive orders and usurped all this power to create the imperial presidency, well, Ron Paul can't use that in the same way, break the same constitutional laws to undo Bush's reign. He has to follow that, or what he says is absolutely meaningless. What we're looking at least myself, and I think Josh would concur, I'm looking at Ron Paul as the stopgap to the global elites. Okay, is he the best candidate that I've ever seen? Probably. Is he a perfect candidate? No way. I would rather have a Congress full of Ron Pauls than a President Paul, absolutely. But I think if you just are thinking that, oh, our form of government doesn't work anymore and that voting for anybody is a waste, well, then sit at home and watch Hillary Clinton get elected. I don't know what to tell you, my friend.
That is a typical response to that. The bottom line here is this system is broken from top to bottom, and electing anybody is not going to do a darn thing. You know as well as I do that the entire American government.
What do we do? Sit at home and cry about it? I mean, we have to do something.
I'm not crying about it. I am here telling people who are listening right now that it's not the Bilderbergers, it's not the CFR, and there is no infighting in these groups. As a matter of fact, Zionism is probably the most focused group in history. This group of people have never lost sight of their goal. They're extremely cohesive, and that's why they've been effective. All this other stuff is nothing more than distraction. That group controls the United States government. It doesn't matter who you elect. I am not crying about it. I'm stating the truth.
I'd like to comment if I could, Rob.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait till after the break, Josh, but, you know. In fact, if you want to try to get it in before the break there, go for it real quick.
And then yeah, we'll just real quick, I'd like to say, you know, I do agree with him on certain points. I know that the Zionism is a very the tentacles of control of Zionism are very real. They're very there. A lot of these groups we do talk about, the Bilderberg Group, the Council for National Policy, are all rooted in Zionism. That's a fact. But to focus just on the one aspect of it and not the many tentacles, I think, is doing a great injustice to getting people to wake up.
I think you're totally incorrect. You need to start at the top and then see that it flows all the way down.
Well, all right, we're going to get into this after the break. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Welcome back. I don't believe that there's a boogie Jew behind every door. Never have. I don't believe one group can control it all, because if they did, and in this guy's theory, everybody's all powerful. Well, they've done a pretty crappy job of covering this up, because, listen, we're talking about it. This has been out there for 40 years, these different groups. I've always believed, and I think history has shown, even present tense, again, you look at the Chinese and the Russians going head-to-head with the European elites. There is no one singular group we're fighting. If that makes it easier for you to understand, that's fine. As long as you're still pushing for a constitutional republic in the end, you believe whatever you want to believe. I'm not telling you what to believe. Just do your research. If that's what you think, que sera, sera. Josh, you want to comment on the everything Zionist element?
Yeah, and Rob, I do. And first off, you know, what his comment about Ron Paul, I have to agree with him in a certain extent. Look, okay, I've known from a very early age that both candidates, you know, left or right, there is no such thing. Both candidates are bought and paid for. It's a flawed system. It's a broken model. I've known that from a very early age, even before, Rob, I had the evidence like I do now to back it up and really prove that. But, you know, I've talked about this many times on my show. Yes, I think that, you know, electing any candidate and attempting to get behind any presidential candidate is participating in a flawed system. But does that mean that we shouldn't support Ron Paul? No, because as I was saying earlier in the program, Rob, the people are too concerned with trying to win the war, and win the war is getting Ron Paul to win. What we're attempting to do is to get this message out to people. The American people have been scientifically dumbed down and crafted through the Bernays School of Madison Avenue control grid, and thinking that you have to have this to make you who you are, that they have completely lost this idea of freedom and liberty. So, getting people to understand the message that Ron Paul gets out is the biggest weapon we have towards getting our numbers up to really unlocking who is in control and who's really running things. If you want to get into a semantical debate about, is it this group? Is it the Bilderberg group? Is it the Zionists? Is it not the Zionists? All that stuff, yes, that's very valid. But as you were saying, look at this. You have different people that are vying for control of this new world order. You have this section of the central bankers, of the European bankers that are fighting for control in conjunction with the Zionists. We know the Rothschilds funded the Zionists. We know they're the ones that actually put the Star of David on the flag there in Israel. The Rothschilds actually did that. But you also have this section in Asia of with Russia, who has no debt, nothing to lose. You have China, who is this completely separate group, who are all vying for their pie of the new world order. That's what's happening right now, Rob, and that's why there's such a contention about attacking Iran, because as soon as we go in and attack Iran on behalf of Israel so they can set up the seat of world government in Israel, you're going to have this section of the New World Order in Russia, in China, that where they get most of their oil supplies from the Caspian Sea there outside of Iran, that are not going to stand for that, and we're going to be in the full-on throes of World War III. So, the thing about Zionism is the fact that a lot of these people, like Daryl Bradford Smith, I'm just going to say it, I'm going to call a spade a spade, a lot of these people are put out to neuter and neutralize people that are actually doing real research, so that whenever you start getting close to what's going on, immediately somebody can say, you're an anti-Semite, or you're blaming the Jews for everything, and that discredits every bit of real tangible information that you're trying to put out. So people have to be real careful and have discernment in putting out this information.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's kind of – certainly Zionism is a major part of it, and sure, for a lot of different agendas, a lot of different reasons. They are pushing for a greater Israel. There's no doubt. But to say, oh, it's all this group, it shows a lack, in my view, a lack of actual tangible research. Even you look at the banking cartels, most of which are run by quote-unquote Jews. They're not Jews, okay? They're Ashkenazis. They're Central Germans that basically said, oh, we're Jewish. Had
they're
nothing
Sephardic,
to do with
no.
the actual exactly. Had nothing to do with the actual Sephardic, Semitic Jews that existed in biblical times that still are oppressed by Israel today by the Likud party. But I don't know, Josh. That's something that gets on my nerves quite a bit when people just pigeonhole themselves into, oh, it's this belief, it's that belief, because I read it on a website of some guy that didn't even that basically left the country. We talk about expatriatism. This is a guy that jumped the country a couple of years ago. A guy that's been discredited time and time again. Now, you want to believe in that, certainly it's your freedom to do so, as long as you're still pushing, in the end, for a constitutional republic. That's what I repeat time and time again.
And a lot of these people never want to bring up the fact that the labor Zionist Jews funded Hitler to exterminate the Sephardic dark-skinned Jews. This is what you have. This genocide, it's continuing today, and the war in the Middle East is very much a continuation of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, with Ron Paul, if you think that he is the end-all, be-all, you're going to be very disappointed no matter what the outcome. I like Ron Paul because even if he loses, and let's face it, and I think our hopes have been completely blown up compared to what they were a couple of months ago because of the growing support of Ron Paul and these money bombs and all these great things that have happened. In reality, he is still a long shot to win, sadly enough, because of the control complex that exists, especially within the voter fraud as far as Diebold goes. With the brainwashing from the mainstream media, only nutcases support Ron Paul. Ron Paul can't win. Even if Ron Paul loses, even if he's not nominated, even if he doesn't speak at the convention in Minnesota next year, he still built up this base, which is so important to what we do, Josh. Andrew in California, you're on the line. What's going on?
Hey, man, I just wanted to bring up something. I got an email from the Ron Paul campaign today, kind of on the topic. Basically, just the message they're trying to get out is that don't wait for the 16th for the money bomb. They need the money now to get the ads on the air. If you can just announce, get everybody to donate now as soon as possible. They said they need the money in the next 2 weeks. The message has been circulating a little bit. It's not posted on the website yet. It was sent to the mailing list. But just basically, they're saying they need the money now. Otherwise, it's going to come too late.
Okay, good information there. I haven't gotten that yet. Actually, I haven't checked my email today.
Yeah, they sent it out this morning.
No, that's interesting. That's something we might have to do, maybe move it up. You know, we don't need some ceremonial day if it's going to be maybe December 3rd and 4th. That's something to look into. Michael Herzog tomorrow.
Basically, what the message says is that they only have about 2 weeks to raise the money for the early primaries. If they get the money towards the end of the month, it's going to be too late to really influence it.
Right.
So, I mean, basically, the money bomb, yeah, it worked. It got us a lot of attention. I think, basically, in terms of just donations, that we got as much as we're going to get from the media. I mean, they're going to give us inches, if anything. So if we can just come together and just put all this money behind it, I mean, this guy has a shot at winning. I mean, with the Zogby poll, some real positive results. I think that that was something that I think shows that there's a lot of people that if they just heard the message, they would get behind him. And I think that's what we got to do is just get behind him, get the message out there.
Absolutely. Like I said, get out there and wake up 10 people today. Tell them about Ron Paul. Break down the issue. Know the issues yourself. Researching is a key to this.
Yeah.
And like I said, I have to look into that myself. Maybe during the last break, I'll check my email and I'll check the Ron Paul site. If nothing else, I'm sure Mike Chambers will have an updated on it on the Midnight Rider tonight. Rick in Florida, what's going on? Rick, we got you on the line?
Yeah, it kind of really disgusts me to hear you people letting Jews off the hook, you know. You know, I'm not a bigot. I'm stating with the truth here. I go to my grocery store, and I see almost 100% of the items in that store stamped with a religious or a racial stamp. I don't know what it is, to tell you the truth. You know, we got AIPAC. We got the project from New American Century. We got the USS Liberty. We've got Jews all over our government. I mean, I could go on all day. And just to hear you guys say that there is no Jew influence or you know, there's it's a conspiracy. It's lunacy.
Well, I want you to go do me a favor right now. In fact, we haven't said Jews have nothing to do with this. We've said Zionists have a major role. I want you to go into Google right now. Google Rob Bishop, R-O-B-B-I-S-H-O-P, Declaration of War. See what it brings up. And you tell me that I'm ignoring the Zionist element.
Why don't you tell me?
I'll tell you exactly what that's about. It's an article I wrote exposing the hate crimes law and Jane Harman, who is the congresswoman behind it. She's total AIPAC, has done favors for AIPAC, totally connected with the neocons. Husband is high-level CFR, connected with the military-industrial complex on a ton of boards. We've done – in fact, I was writing another article about the Israeli connection as far as Greater Israel and the Likud party, and I actually stopped writing because I didn't want people pigeonholing me as someone that just thinks that there's a Jew behind every door. I think you have to differentiate between – you came on saying, we're ignoring the Jewish element. There's a major difference between There's a major difference between Jews and Zionists, especially militant Zionists. These people that think they have to expand Israel, whether it be from a religious perspective, from just a land grab perspective, absolutely major part of the problem. But to think, it's all them and that's the only people we have to fight, that's kind of being naive, don't you think?
Let me hear what your definition of a Zionist is then.
My definition of a Zionist is somebody that believes in the expansion of the Jewish state.
Okay, now what does the kosher food have to do with the advancement of the kosher state? You know, what are Jews all over the world taking over governments in other countries have to do with the advancement of Israel?
What does kosher food have to do with taking back freedom and liberty in this country?
Then? My God, you people
what
are so scared.
Look, I don't want somebody else's religion or race on my food. Is that too much to ask? You know, you guys have a problem. I think either you're Jewish or. You know, I don't know why. You know, if there was a Muslim stamp on there, you'd be all for getting rid of that, wouldn't you? Oh, the silence, huh? You know what? You guys are pitiful. You guys are pitiful.
Oh, we're pitiful, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, this is
hilarious. Look, I'm not going to get up here. I'm not going to get on the microphone and be labeled as an anti-Semite and get up here and just say the Jews run everything.
Hey,
look, I know what the Jewish control is.
Yes,
I know where it's at. You're trying to pigeonhole. You don't even want to say that there's two separate kinds of Jews. That's what we're trying to say here. The one type of Jews that are in control are attempting to exterminate the other type of Jews. And you're trying to lump in, you know, Sephardic Jews with Ashkenazi Jews and say that all those together run everything, and that's simply not the case. You need to do your research.
Jews with the Sephardic Jews were the Turkish Jews that slaughtered the Armenians, mister. You know, why don't you just get off it? Are you Jewish? Let me just ask you straight on. Are you Jewish?
No, I'm not Jewish.
Okay, is Josh Jewish?
I am Josh. I am not Jewish, no.
Oh, you're just like John Kerry, right? I mean, look, you guys are you're pulling our legs. You don't see anything.
Okay.
If nine fat people came up and stole money from you, what would you think about that 10th fat person?
I don't even know where the hell to go with this. Are you Jewish? Listen, we've exposed the Zionists just as much as anybody else. I'm surprised we haven't got Jesuit guy calling us now saying we haven't exposed the Black Pope. I mean, God.
Look, I made
What's
a 9-11
next? Are we,
film.
Josh, are you a reptilian underneath?
Yes, I actually am a reptilian. You know, I made a 9-11 film where I actually have a clip in there where a guy is, going up against Lee Hamilton and asking him why the United States and AIPAC are supporting 9/11 and their involvement and supporting Israel and their involvement in 9/11. I put that in my 9/11 film. How many other people are putting stuff where confrontation to Lee Hamilton and asking questions about AIPAC in their films? Not many, but I did. Does that make me a Jew? Oh, okay, I guess I am.
We're just all Jews. It's Jew talk. It's coffee talk. Whatever. Whatever you need to believe. Like I said, you want to believe that it's all the boogie Jews, that's fine, man. That's your own paranoia. It's your own xenophobia, and it's your own lack of research, your own naivety. That's great. Like I said, as long as you're pushing for the same end goal, I don't care. Hell, you might as well just be a meat shield then when the fighting goes down, because in my view, with people like you around that don't understand what these elites really are, that don't understand the global mafia complex, that you're just going to keep on doing this until you have nothing left. You just want hate. You just need to hate somebody. And at least the first caller there, at least he made the differential between a Jew and a Zionist. You just said, oh, we're all Jews. It's all Jews. That right there is extremely short-sighted worldview. Charles in Wisconsin, what's going on, my friend?
If he doesn't want Jewish food, I got some MREs I could send him. Hey, look, fellas, I just want to say a great show. This is good stuff. When are these people going to learn that when we stop pointing fingers on who it is and who's who, that they still have a part in this if they want to be serious?
That's kind of sad. I mean, yeah, it's so much we want to – I didn't even get into economic news. We want to do a little bit of analysis of loose change. Didn't get to do that. We have so much police state news. Couldn't get into that because people want to get on and bitch about the Jews all day.
Yeah, and
that's a waste of time.
I just don't get it because it doesn't really matter who is who. If we're doing our part as patriots or truth movement or whatever you decide to label yourself, then you're doing your part instead of just pointing fingers. We could point fingers all day and why they point back weapons and shoot us. So it really doesn't matter who's behind what, because they're sending everything they got at us. And I agree with you, fellas. I wish they'd get off the Jew thing. To be honest with you, I have no racism in me, but I don't really think I know a Jew because people I talk to, I don't come out and ask them if they're a Jew. So maybe I know Jewish people or maybe I don't. But
you mean you didn't go over to IamTheWitness.com and buy your Jew detector? It's like city glasses. Did you ever see They Live, the John Carpenter film with Roddy Piper?
Yeah.
He puts on the glasses. They sell those glasses over at I Am The Witness. You put on those glasses and you can see like their nose grows a couple of extra inches. I mean, come on, this is just silly. We can sit here and bitch about the problem all day. You want to know what the solution is? Decentralize power. Decentralize power from the federal government.
I tell you what, if you would have just submitted or even had the same mindset as that last caller, then it would have been a bigger issue because you would have been on the air Jew bashing. So, you know, it to me, when people call in with that crap, it just sounds like a setup to me. At least if I was one of them, that's what I'd do. So anyway, nice show, fellas, and Watch that Jewish food they sell at Walmart, all right?
Thanks, my friend. Thanks for tuning in. And back to Josh, I had a story. We didn't even get into the war front as well. We had stories about that. Israeli contractor awarded Navy contract as well as a $50 million or $50 billion Army contract. That's another thing. But we're ignoring the Jewish problem. Yeah, that doesn't sound like it's right out of Nazi Germany now, does it? Jeff in Colorado, what's going on?
Howdy-do. Yeah, I had to call in, man. I'm a before Alex Jones, the Fighting New World Order, I think, was David Duke, and that's my background. And so I am schooled in the anti-Zionist branch, but I think Alan Watt is having a big influence. I would define Zionism as religious-inspired psychopathy, okay? And not all Jews sign into this supremacist, hateful mentality where they think that they're gods and they can rule over people who aren't even human, you know. But it comes from a hardcore branch from their religion, and the best way to attack it is not allow them to hide behind all Jews. I mean, because that's what
exactly.
They do. They're crooked, lying, religious-inspired psychopathy, and they hide behind all Jews. And if you fall into that, I think you're playing into their hands. So, join up with the Jews that point out how these people are evil and where the source is. And it comes from some racist teachings out of the Talmud. And,
absolutely. You look at Jews for the preservation of firearms, Jews for Ron Paul. There's a major, major difference here.
Can I make a comment about Jews for preservation of firearms?
If you want to stay on the line after the break real quick.
Okay, I'll stay on.
Okay, thanks a lot. This is Rob Bishop in for Michael Herzog on RBN. We got time for maybe one more caller, 1-800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2200. 202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
I don't have much time, unfortunately. I actually got two more callers on the line. Go ahead and, Jeff, and continue your comment on juicer preservation of firearms.
Well, real quickly, I mean, when we got fed up with the Zionists and their crap in the media, all of a sudden all of these Jews switched from red to red, white, and blue, you know, like Savit and Horowitz and Medved. And I think Jews for preservation of firearms is also to shield their sociopathic people from criticism. It's probably two Jews have donated to that, and everybody else is Gentiles. And I think it's more of a front than an actual. But I think there is enough documented evil coming from this religious-inspired psychopathy in Judaism that any time there's a Jew in public office, we have got and we should ask them to denounce their Holocaust against the Russian people under communism, to denounce their lies about the German Holocaust, to denounce their media monopoly, to denounce their dual standards, the way they look down at Gentile women as a bunch of shiksa dogs, and teach their kids to marry only Jews. It's just literally just to say, do you denounce these things? And if they don't, denounce the Kol Nidri. And if these people in public office don't, just say, I'm sorry, we have to assume you're a religious-inspired psychopath, you know. And anyway, I need to get going.
All right, thanks a lot. We got one more caller on the line. Like I said, take with that what you will. I don't know the Jews for Preservation of Firearms on a personal basis, so I can't really comment. I'll tell you what, if I get a chance to host this program again or get my own program in RBN in the near future, I got to do at least one show on Zionism. We'll open the lines up and see what you guys think. It seems to me, unfortunately, it's kind of one-sided today. But Ethan in Oklahoma, you're a telegram. What's up?
Hey, Rob, this is Ethan Allen from Zognet Radio.
Are you a Jew?
I am not. I am not. I am a Gentile. I just called in, guys, just to tell you that, you know, the holidays are coming up. I know everybody's trying to squirrel away money for Christmas and whatnot, but I just got to finish making my one-year supply of food order to get backed up and prepared. So I'm encouraging everybody, Jew and Gentile alike, to buy some food.
Well, make sure it's not kosher.
That's right, that's right.
You actually had a problem with Steve Shank's people, and he personally took care of it, I understand.
Yeah, he just gave me a phone call about 10, 15 minutes ago and was very nice and took care of my order personally. So, you know, the online food people, you know, they've been in business for a long time. Ready Reserve Foods is a sponsor of RBN and eFoods, which is a sponsor for some other networks, and they're all very good, very reliable, and very trustworthy, and people need to get some food stored up at least a month or two's worth. So,
absolutely. I know you're one of my best friends, and you've been preaching that to me for God knows how long. I got to get off the ball and invest some money in some storable food, folks, because at any second, this could all drop, and I'll tell you what. You know, on TNR, they call me the hammer, and the hammer could drop on this economy just about any minute. And you might be making 50 or 60 grand in, a year now and thinking you're living pretty comfortable, but just about any minute you could go from the penthouse to the outhouse, as it were, not even the doghouse. So, I mean, give us an estimate, Ethan. I mean, say 3 months' worth of storable food. How much is that going to cost the average person?
Well, for the average person, if you go through one of these online food places, somewhere between $300 and $400.
That's not that bad.
Well, not for food that will last if you keep it airtight for 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
So it's definitely an investment people need to look into.
Okay, Josh Reeves, real quick, when can we hear your program?
Well, you can hear me Monday through Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. Central on truthnetradio.com by going to tnrlive.com. You can check out me at myspace.com/globalrealityshow, and they can watch my film at newworldrising.com, newworldrisingmovie.com.
Absolutely. New World Rising, the movie.com. Excellent film. Highly recommend it. This is Rob Bishop on the way out. Stat Miller's next.